He's a right-wing nationalist and a big fan of US President Donald Trump, who has promised to make Brazil great again. Today's inauguration of Brazil's new president, Jair Bolsonaro, marks the shift back to hard-right conservatism for the first time since military rule ended in the South American nation almost 35 years ago. Nick Grimm reports.
Power has been a long time coming for Jair Bolsonaro. He spent years sitting in the nation's Congress. Today, it arrived. Senate President Eunicio Oliveira officially inaugurated Brazil's new president in a ceremony in the nation's capital, Brasilia. Jair Bolsonaro then took his oath of office.
I promise to keep, defend and fulfil the Constitution, obey the laws, promote the general well-being of the Brazilian people, uphold the union, integrity and independence of Brazil.
He's been a fringe dweller on Brazil's political landscape for years, long lampooned and derided by his opponents. Now the former army captain takes the reins of Latin America's largest and most populous nation after riding a wave of anger with Brazil's political establishment. He's promised to shake up the nation's status quo and tackle corruption with a tough-on-drug crime message that's resonated with Brazilians in despair that their country often leads the world in homicides.
Estamos aqui.
Asked what the new president represents to his supporters who turned out to watch his inauguration, this man answered, change, character, honesty, hope. And certainly the new president faces high expectations. This woman says it will be a wonderful year. We have to help our president to achieve that. There are going to be jobs, health, peace. Jair Bolsonaro's pro-gun agenda is popular with many Brazilians, as is his promise that police who shoot to kill should not face prosecution. But observers predict that getting the Brazilian economy back on track will be his greatest challenge. John Citalides is a Washington-based global risk analyst with Trilogy Advisors.
So the economic progress, I think, is going to be the major test of Bolsonaro's success as a leader. But he's also upending Brazilian politics in ways that are going to lead to great uncertainty in the months and years to come.
The new Brazilian president's rise to power has emulated that of his US counterpart Donald Trump, who tweeted his congratulations, promising, quote, the USA is with you. Jair Bolsonaro did his best to reply in similar fashion, though his tweet tagged a fake Donald Trump Twitter account.
Dear Mr. President, at Real Donald Trump, I truly appreciate your words of encouragement. Together, under God's protection, we shall bring prosperity and progress to our people.
President Bolsonaro has promised to align Brazil more closely with the West and the United States in particular. And like Donald Trump, he's foreshadowed plans to shift Brazil's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, breaking with the nation's long-standing support for a two-state solution in the Middle East. Environmentalists, meanwhile, are alarmed the new leader intends to pull Brazil out of the Paris Agreement on climate change and build hydroelectric dams in the Amazon. Jair Bolsonaro now has 4 years to put his agenda in place. He faces re-election in 2022.
Nick Grimm reporting.